What does the data say happened over the first 3 months of the year?
Well, it was a big surprise, actually. Retail sales have slowed dramatically in the United States to about a 2.3% annual rate, down from 3.3% during the last quarter of 2012.
What factors contributed to that slowdown?
Well, it was a big fall off in sales in March. Now, part of that was a drop in gasoline prices, which caused the sales at gasoline stations to go down. But even when we take out gasoline and automobile sales to get to what are called core retail sales fell 1.1% in March, dragging down the first quarter's numbers.
Were there special factors in March that contributed to this?
In fact, yes. We had very cold and snowy weather, unseasonably cold and snowy in March, and also now we see in April. And so that caused sales of clothing and other seasonal goods not to be as strong in March as is normally the case. And now what we're really seeing, I think, is the impact of the increase in the payroll tax. That payroll tax went up 2% in January, and now after consumers have a few months of experiencing that this is real and permanent, I think it's beginning to affect their sales. And that explanation is consistent with what we saw for consumer confidence, which also dropped significantly in March and April, which again reflects the more fundamental factors of that payroll tax increase.
Is there any way to change that or address that, or are we going to be stuck with the payroll tax increase continuing to trouble the economy or retail sales for the foreseeable future?
Yes, I think that payroll tax will be a drag going forward. And it will get offset as the economy strengthens some in the second half of the year. There is a lot of uncertainty now still on the business side, holding back hiring and investment. And that's caused by the fiscal uncertainty. We still don't have a resolution of where federal fiscal policy is going to be. I think once we get past that, and I do think we're going to get past that this spring, so the general economy will get a little better, offsetting the effect of the drag from the payroll tax.
How does all this affect the Orlando area and Florida?
Well, it has a significant effect on Orlando in particular in two ways. First of all, consumer confidence is highly correlated to tourist visitation. So when confidence falls, we tend not to have as good a season. Now, we've had a great winter season across Florida and here in Central Florida. And in fact, retail sales in Orlando were up over 13% in January 2013 compared to January 12, more than twice the national average. Nevertheless, this slowdown in the national retail sales data that we just discussed is going to show up in the Orlando data. But since we're doing so much better, it will cause a slowdown from that 13% rate of growth, which isn't sustainable, to, say, 7, 8%, which is still great.
Big picture, do these numbers mean bad news for the rest of the year?
No, I don't think so. I think they're a speed bump and not a wall. I think the economy has slowed significantly each spring the last 3 years in a row. So maybe something special about spring, but I think more fundamentally, it's just a temporary decline, and I think we'll see a reacceleration later in the year.
Thank you very much, Hank.
It's a pleasure, Nicole.